don't want to talk to the internet. I don't want to do it.
So you've been having problems with La Weirda?
No, I've been having problems with my wife.
What?
She has pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Piker.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we caught it before she died.
Yay.
Well, that's good.
But it means, like, there's just been a whole lot of drama.
Mike had pneumonia. That is dramatic.
Did she pass out and have to get helped into her van?
Oh, no. Strangely topical.
She lose a shoe in the road?
No. No. No, so she got sick last Tuesday. So not the Tuesday before, Tuesday the previous week. I think it was like Friday or something. She had a lot of trouble sleeping and was just miserable and having hot and cold flashes. And then I said to her, I'm listening to her laying in bed and she's just rattling.
Oh.
It sounded like somebody dropping a whole bunch of ball bearings into a pouch.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Well, I mean, I told everyone here when I thought I had pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, since you now know how the end of the story is, no, I definitely had pneumonia. Didn't have pneumonia nearly as bad as she does. But I said to her, I said, you know what? You're having trouble breathing, aren't you? Yeah, I'm having a lot of trouble breathing. I think you have pneumonia. You should go to the clinic.
Yeah.
So she went to the clinic. I don't know what the fuck they did, because they just said, oh yeah, no, it's a virus. It'll clear up in a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, did they give you a chest x-ray? No, they tested me for the flu and sent me home. And I went, oh, well, okay. Well, we'll see if it clears up in a couple of days. 2 days later, way worse.
Yeah.
This time now she's so weak. I have to drive her to the clinic. And since, you know, I'm coming along, that means Laweirda's coming along too. And she was excellent for a 3-year-old in a clinic, but she was still a 3-year-old in a clinic. She was getting mighty bored by the time this was getting over. And so, yeah, we drove to the clinic. They finally gave her the chest x-ray. And, oh yeah, no, she's got a very decent pneumonia. And so that was gymnastics class as well. So it's
a gymnastics class. It's so weird that, not to interrupt, but like you can go to like a clinic or a doctor or a whatever, and they tell you, oh no, it's a blah blah blah. And mm-hmm. they give you, you know, the incorrect medicine or the incorrect diagnosis. And then you just get worse, and then you have to go to another doctor. This happened with Alan's eye.
It did.
And that was actually something I used for. There was a doctor I worked with who was in favor of gun control, and he would, you know, he seemed very perplexed that he's a very, very smart guy, but not someone deep into the gun control thing. So he would talk about what he thought seemed like a very reasonable thing, and I would tell him why it's a horribly unreasonable thing and why it just doesn't work. And he was just getting perplexed about how, you know, this person who is not a doctor and, I work under him, so I'm an underling. And I was absolutely just schooling him and not even really trying all that hard.
Yeah, but why can't you get, like, some sort of recompense? Like, if
you should.
A doctor, yeah, hello.
Get, when they you, screw you, up, you should get your money back. At
yeah.
least.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your $20 copay. Here you go.
Well, it also,
sorry, yeah, you died of pneumonia.
For time and things like that too.
$20 copay. My
yes,
ass.
if you die and have lasting damage, that's called malpractice.
Yeah,
but if they just dick around and burn a week of your life.
Yeah, but the place your wife went to was completely wrong. The place I went to about my eye, completely wrong. Not only that, but the other place I went to, two different doctors, and they were both completely wrong. And I mean, we're talking, you know,
how much were those eye drops that you bought? Like over $100?
Yeah, it was like $150. And my insurance had at the time a really high deductible. So, I mean, that was straight out of pocket. You know, it was like $500-$600 for the doc in the box, and you know, wound up being, I don't know, it was like $150 for the eye drops that were completely wrong. And I finally went to an actual ophthalmologist. He looked at my eye for like 15 or 20 seconds tops, and he goes, "Oh yeah, it's uveitis. None of that shit will work." and gave me stuff that did work, and boom, it was better. So I don't know. It's weird that Obamacare aside, medical practice in the U.S. is completely fucked up.
Well, that was a kicker. Is he's like all big on the, oh, you know, having, you know, just regular old civilians walking around having guns is unsafe. And I pointed out to him, I said, look, I own guns and I carry guns everywhere I'm going to go. You are a doctor. I'm more than likely never going to kill someone as long as I live. You are going to kill multiple people before you retire.
Yep.
Right. Exactly.
And not crazy. Through inaction, but from being fucking wrong.
Yes. Yes. Just from completely stepping on your dick and someone dies.
Yep.
And more than likely, those will not be malpractice either.
No, of course, because you know, people die.
For it to be malpractice, you really need to step on your dick while wearing clown shoes and a red rubber nose.
Yeah.
Weird. Wasn't it a doctor in Boston that went to an ATM in the middle of surgery?
What?
Oh, where was that? I remember that one.
I thought that was a Boston hospital.
Yeah, I don't. It wasn't the one I work at. Let's just put it that way.
Nice.
Where was it? Left an operation to run an errand.
I believe it was heart surgery.
It was Massachusetts. Dr. Arndt.
Oh, my God.
David Arndt. He went to a bank.
Which hospital did he work for?
Oh my God, 2002. Holy smokes.
Good memory, Jay.
Been a while.
Wow, that's Mount Auburn Hospital in Cambridge.
Okay.
Jay's like an elephant.
God.
That was actually the hospital we were just at.
the one that misdiagnosed the pneumonia?
No.
Was it Dr. Arndt?
It was the doctor.
there is
no Dr. Arndt.
Yeah. Do you see that guy run?
There is a Mr. Arndt. But oddly enough, his medical license got set on fire shortly after that case.
Yeah, they don't just revoke it. They come to your office and actually shred it in front of you.
That's where they take it. They take it off the wall. They hit you over the head with it to break the glass, and then they burn it in your waste paper basket and set off the smoke alarms.
We are recording, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And they take away your BMW and give you a Kia.
Oh, that's harsh, man.
Speaking of medical news, I saw in Drudge this week that somebody lit themselves on fire during laser surgery.
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
Because they farted.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Caused the laser explosion.
Oh my God.
They didn't even fart. A fart came out of them. They were completely unconscious.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
It's still a fart.
Still a fart.
It is still a fart.
I don't know how much of an explosion it would have caused, though. It just said it burnt the patient.
Apparently enough.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend in high school who would light her farts in the girls' room.
Oh, we used to do that.
How well does that work? I have never
succeeded. It actually works. It works pretty damn good. Just don't do it. Don't do it with pants on.
Yeah. Or on a futon. Because you will light the futon on fire.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've never actually seen someone light a fart. And I've certainly tried on more than a few occasions. But I don't know if I can.
Believe me, it works.
Jay is speaking from experience.
Yes.
I had a roommate in college. We were sitting there and he had heard, I don't know how he was so late to the game, but you know, by the time you're in college, you're supposed to have heard this before. I mean, this is something you do when you're stupid in like junior high or something, but he's in college and somebody was telling him, you know, you could light farts on fire. And so he decided he was going to do it, but he had his pants on still. And so he, he about caught his pants on fire.
Oh, about. I've heard this story before, and it's not about fucking dead, burned a hole in the asshole of their jeans.
Well, yeah, that'll happen because it traps and
wrecked them. Damn near killed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely singed some hair. Ball. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's dad.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. So that
what do you think of the rectum as a whole?
Oh, Jay. God, Jay. Oh,
damn you.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jay, you'll appreciate this. While while I was out trick-or-treating with a weirdo, a little boy stopped her. She's dressed up as a dinosaur. She's dressed up as a pterodactyl. And this little boy tapped her and said, "Why can't you hear a pterodactyl use the bathroom?"
Because the pee is silent.
The pee is silent.
Oh,
that's awesome.
I was very impressed. Yeah, LaWeirda didn't get it.
No.
I was extremely impressed. And this kid's mom, not impressed at all. I believe the words, "You cannot tell everyone you see that joke." We might not have been the first person that heard that one. But that was a
pretty good joke, though.
Very yeah.
Good joke.
Ah, good times. So, Brita, what did you dress up with for Halloween?
Oh, well, I have little horns that I bought.
Oh, I saw that picture.
Yeah, it's on the Squirrel Report, Squirped page on Facebook. I have little horns that I bought at the Renaissance Fair, and it's just basically like little ceramic horns, and you tie it on like a little headband. And
horny little devil?
Yeah, so I wore that to work because I figured, you know, it's easy for work. I don't have to do anything elaborate. I just wore all black and the little horns. And I had to work that day from, you know, 1 to 9. So I was working during trick-or-treat time. So, but I had, everybody basically loved my horns, you know, when they noticed them. Because it was like so kind of on the, kind of like a low key costume that
especially if you get like the people that don't not everyone looks everyone right in the eye either.
Right.
So.
But I did have that like one asshole who tried to give me a hard time about the horns. And he's like, "Why did you wear horns today? Those are a symbol of the devil." I'm like, "Seriously? I'm a librarian here and I'm
yes, motherfucker, here? And I'm him."
Yeah. So I had like this weird.
And then you light your farts on fire.
I don't know. But, you know, it was fine. But I missed the whole trick or treat thing. And I think next year I'm going to take the day off.
Yes.
Because I love Halloween.
It's like a religious holiday.
Well, kind of.
Well, especially how's your neighborhood?
It's not like a religious holiday. It is.
My neighborhood is awesome for Halloween. We have like houses that will put like kind of a haunted house thing in their front yard and all the houses, we live in an old neighborhood. So all the houses are really close together. So we get a ton of kids and it's like a party on our street. It's great. So I hate missing it.
That's a good time. I've definitely lived in some areas where it was not particularly trick or treat friendly. So you'd get one or two doorbell rings and that was it.
Yeah. That's
and I suspect our neighborhood's very young. So mm-hmm. I think that as time goes on, we will get more and more trick or treating. Like I've usually stayed up till like 10 because that's kind of considered the official close of Halloween. At least that's what I always heard, you know, it's 10 o'clock. Yeah. Well, it's 8:30 as far as here goes. Like it's just whether they want it or not, just the doorbell rings constantly from like 7 to 8:30. And then that's it.
Yeah, usually 8:30 or 9 is when it stops.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get any. Aww. I went out and bought candy and everything. I didn't get a single.
Well, fuck. What are you going to do with all that candy, Alan?
I took it to work, left it in the break room. Well, I'm not eating that
good
stuff.
Good for you.
I read a thing on Facebook this week that there is a military thing where you can donate your unopened leftover Halloween candy to the military and they'll send gift boxes.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'll find the link and I'll put it on the Facebook page and stuff.
Where are they going to send it?
They send it, you know, just I will find the link. They make gift bags and they send them to the military overseas.
But if they're sending it to the fucking desert, you know what it's going to be like when it gets there?
Soup.
It won't be a chocolate melted mess.
Here it is.
Well, they can't send it to the desert because remember, we're not fighting there because we elected Obama. You like the other guys if you want war in the desert. No war for cheap oil.
It's called Operation Gratitude. And there's different locations, like, you know, all over the place. You can find a location near you and drop off your goodies and they will send make up gift bags and send them. And, you know, they take donations of other stuff like baby wipes and beef jerky and whatever the heck else
they need. I highly recommend anything but milk chocolate or anything that'll melt.
Well,
so, you know, because I guarantee you, you know, you can't melt stuff in Texas unless it's like the dead of winter or it'll get there melted. I guarantee you, you can't send it to the Middle East and have it get there intact.
So, I mean, what's everybody's favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, that's a toughie. I usually like
what differentiates Halloween candy from regular candy.
Yeah,
come on, you know the standards.
Like candy corn, because that's
that's disgusting.
No,
that's
fucking candy corn.
Thank you.
The devil's earwax.
Which you would know because you have horns.
That's right.
Brita, our resident Satanist.
Yeah, candy corn's disgusting.
Hey, Brito, what was Anton LaVey like in real life?
Very. You know what? I have a theory about guys like that.
Okay. I'm so glad I asked the stupid question, because now I'm going to get a story. Yay! Story time!
Well, really nerdy.
Oh, yeah.
Like the loser guy who discovers, oh my gosh, there's this thing I can do and I can get attention. And, you know, they kind of geek out on the whole thing. And before you know it, you're Anton LaVey with like the eyebrows and the goatee and the stupid, you know, come on. I'm convinced.
Hey, you got him pussy. What are you going to say?
Yeah, well. You do what you need to do. Favorite Halloween candy? Answer the question.
I definitely made sure that the wife picked up plenty of Butterfingers.
Butterfingers? Oh, I hate those. Or really? I can't eat them. Yeah.
You know what's redonkulous though is actually the Butterfinger cups.
I hated how they'd stick in my teeth.
It's a Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's got chunks of Butterfinger in it.
See, that might be good to break up.
And there's another one right there. Is I just saw the other day at the store, and I almost bought some, but I would have had to buy it in front of my daughter, and I don't want to do that
because
she's going to want a cut of the action. And evidently they make giant Reese's peanut butter cups
that
have Reese's pieces mixed in with the peanut butter.
That's just wrong.
Yeah. How fucking asinine does that sound?
That's wrong.
No, it sounds great.
Nope.
Yeah, no. It's you got
I got to go with Lana on this one. Nope.
You got the chocolate and the peanut butter, but the texture of the little bit of crunch going on.
Nope.
No.
Travis,
I'm with Alan here.
So Brita, you and I will team up, and we will show these people of little faith.
I think the crunch would add something.
Oh, it would add a lot.
Nope.
Alan, what's your favorite?
Circus peanuts.
Alan likes Werther's Originals. Come on.
My favorite candy, it happens to be a fairly common Halloween candy, is Kit Kats.
Ooh.
Kit Kats.
I'll allow it.
That was the thing that my wife bought a ton of when she went out to the store, and she was like, oh, I'm going to go buy a few things at the store. Anything you want? I said, here, take all I've been cutting candy coupons like all month. Here, just drag these candy coupons and buy us a few things of Halloween candy. And so, yeah,
give yourself something nice.
I said, make sure you get some Butterfingers. And she came back with two packs of Butterfingers, two packs of Kit Kats, and this is a good one. They now make them in a mixed bag of little fun-sized Swedish fish and Sour Patch Kids.
What the hell's a Swedish fish?
What the fuck?
What is wrong with you?
I've never heard of
even
a Swedish
I know what
fish.
Those are, Alan.
They don't have those in Tejas?
Well, I don't know.
No, because they
maybe
melt.
They don't.
Duh.
Yeah. Maybe they
Swedish
don't.
Fish are like fish-shaped gummies, except not
they're
like gummy
a little bit
bears.
Waxy. They're got a, they get a good texture.
Yeah. I would never eat something like that.
No. And they don't have any like sugar coating. It's like it's like a gummy bear, but a little bit firmer.
Yeah. Pass. I never liked gummy bears either.
Oh.
Because they stick to
I
your
love
teeth.
Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, my daughter's big haul for the night was she knocked on the door of this apartment and a young 20-something came out. And was like, oh, look, a trick-or-treater. And it was a second floor walk up and she hollered up the stairs. I could see some feet at the top of the stairs. Oh, honey, it's a trick or treater. Do we have any candy? No, we don't have any candy. We don't have any candy.
Oh, no,
there was a 7-Eleven right across. She's like, you are so cute. What's your favorite candy? I'll go across the street and get you some.
Oh my gosh.
And she went, I like gummies. She goes, what kind of gummies? Do you like gummy worms? And she kind of, I don't think the weirdo realized there was such a thing as gummy worms. So that was the most revolting thing she'd ever heard. And her face said so. She goes, no, I like gummy bears. And so the woman ran across the street to the 7-Eleven and picked her up a full-size bag of gummy bears.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's just been her, holy shit, I've got gummy bears.
Awesome.
That's great.
Woo, score.
So of course I said she could have a few gummy bears like on the way home as I'm carrying her. Like she's walking down the street, she goes, Daddy, my bucket's too heavy. She had like 3 pounds of candy in there. Like she had a motor. She had a little bit of fire in her belly this year. And so I'm like, she's like, carry me. So I carried her home and she's like, I want some of my candy. I said, that's sweetie, it is late. And she don't. I said, look, you can have a couple of your gummy bears from your big gummy bear bag. Cause she was constantly talking about her gummy bears. So I said, you have a couple of your gummy bears. And we got home and my wife was like, no, we're not going to give her candy. I'm going to put her to bed. And it was just like, no, we can give her like a couple of, okay, you can have a couple of pieces. So my wife plopped out 2 gummy bears for her on a plate. And she's like, no, I want, she's always negotiating. You tell her we can read 2 bedtime stories. She says 3. She's always haggling. It's like, so no, I want 3. She was so tired and tired and fried that she was like, no, I want 4 gummy bears. And finally she just cried through and ate her 2 gummy bears. And they kept falling out of her mouth because she was crying. And then we brushed her teeth and put her to bed.
That poor kid.
Oh, yeah. And then that next morning was the morning my wife wakes up hacking and coughing. And my daughter wakes up just tired and angry. And I got to spend all day attending to sick people. Oh, that was also my my daughter's 3-year checkup. So I...
Did she get shots?
Yes. Ah. Oh, hilarious. You'll appreciate this, Brita. We had been talking for a while because I'd gotten my flu shot like a week or two earlier. No. And I just mentioned to her that she was going to get a shot when she went to the doctors just to get her prepared for it. And prepared she got. She's like, I'm not going to cry. I'm like, it's okay if you do. It hurts. But, you know, it doesn't hurt bad, but it hurts. It's like, I'm not going to cry. And they stuck the needle in her and you saw her wince. And then you saw her like try to do it. And she's just like, and then she let out a wail at the very last second.
Aww.
And she was so pissed at herself that she cried.
Oh,
Louie, you're weak.
But we brought it into the fact that she took that shot like a boss. So yeah. Yeah. So that was my Tuesday.
No,
but you know who had a worse Tuesday?
Hillary.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah, I think yes. We probably should.
Oh, man.
This is the last show before the election.
Wait.
Before you go on, Brita mentioned it. This is the last episode of the Squirrel Report.
The last Obama-era Squirrel Report.
No, it's not. We have a few more of those.
Well,
he doesn't leave till January.
Come on.
But whatever. This is the last one before we choose the form of our destructor. And you have the right not to choose, but if you don't choose, one will be chosen for you.
Yes.
If in other words, right in Jigglypuff.
You still have made a choice. That's right. Yeah, I'll throw in the Rush quote.
There you go.
Jigglypuff.
Alan has already voted.
I did.
So have I.
Jay has already voted. Jay, yep. Weird?
No, I'm doing it on Tuesday.
No, me too.
I don't do this weird shit.
I like to go down in my pajamas. So nice. It's like at the end of my street.
Yeah, the place is right next door.
Wait a second, Brita. I thought you slept naked.
Well, it's cold.
She's in Cleveland, dude. It's in the Arctic Circle.
It's cold this time of year. There's exemptions.
Okay, so now I have the question of the night. Now, there's been lots of talk about additional leaks and additional information, and you know, there was something that was leaked out today that apparently somebody said was going to be some bombshell that was going to.
But isn't make it? Isn't really? It's kind of.
Haven't seen anything. So here's the question: is there anything that could possibly come out that would keep Hillary from being elected, other than, you know? An email admitting to Vince Foster's death, you know, something that puts her in handcuffs like tonight kind of a thing. You know, is there anything can you think of anything that would?
Well, you forget that she's running against Donald Trump. So no, there is nothing. Like,
see,
literally,
that's the thing. It's not.
Literally, there could be like a home video of her beating a baby to death with a shovel.
It wouldn't matter.
And the Democrats Democrats are going to describe the fact that no, that was Hillary going back in time and murdering baby Hitler.
What was that thing about the child trafficker?
Oh, well, thing? That's just Reddit speculation. I found this link about, well, everybody knows that there's this guy who has like this private island full of child prostitutes. Right. And he ferries like all sorts of celebrities for these parties over to this island.
Including
right?
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton has been there.
Duh.
Along with, you know, whomever, but
I think Bill Clinton has his usual suite.
Yeah. But this Reddit thing, you know how Reddit, like there's a bunch of people who will get on a topic and they'll just scour the entire internet for information and post links to things and try to solve the mystery of what's going on. But so this Reddit thing has come out that there is this woman who they say that she's abducting children in the guise of either putting them into foster homes or adopting them out. And she's taking children from like third world places like Haiti. And
so Angelina
whatever.
Jolie,
so, maybe, I don't know, but it's pretty serious. And you know, the links are there, but it's like, well,
but I just did a quick search, Google search for it, and found like all the news feeds, and they're all from fake news things.
Right. Well, sure.
There is actually breaking news from a real news source.
What's this?
From CBS News, the FBI finds emails related to Hillary Clinton's State Department tenure on the laptop belonging to Anthony Weiner.
Yeah.
A U.S. official says these are not duplicates of emails already found on Clinton's private server. So these are new emails that were not on the server.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun. Now the,
and I these guess, are also emails that Huma Abedin said, oh no, I turned right. everything over.
So right. I guess they're not saying whether there's any classified info on there. But again, it goes into the whole obstruction of justice and all that kind of stuff. So it, sure. it, so we're back to what, you know, my position is that there is literally nothing outside of a crime so heinous that the sheriff is putting her in handcuffs like now.
I would even go so far as I think it is a tight election, so therefore it's a tight race. So I think if Hillary gets frog marched, yes, that would
that's fact, what I mean. If she's in handcuffs, and the video, you know, and there's video of her getting arrested and hauled off to the pokey, then I think Trump might win. But outside of that, I don't think because Hillary voters don't give a shit.
I can't be so bold to even call it like you're saying is like, yeah, Trump has definitely been behind and has always been behind this whole time, but it's always been within striking distance. So it's hard to say, especially given how fucking sideways this whole election's gone through.
Yeah,
I mean,
but you gotta
everyone's been saying Trump is going to lose. Trump is going to lose. Trump is going to lose. And Trump very well may lose. But like everyone was saying that Trump was never even going to make it to the New Hampshire primaries.
Oh, sure.
That they said like, oh, he's going to make it to the primaries, but he's going to get his gut stomped out. But Trump doesn't have to drop out.
Trump doesn't have to just win. He has to win beyond the margin of cheat and lawsuit. That's right. A high bar.
He needs to be 5% up or more.
There was an article I was reading today. Apparently, in Broward County in Florida, they've been opening up mail-in ballots without the elector people, the canvassing board there to supervise it, and mm-hmm. and they're talking about tens of thousands of votes that have been opened without any supervision. Yep. You know, tens of that's enough to swing an election right there.
Well, look at the New York official that was caught on tape by Project Veritas.
Right.
Who's openly saying that, yes, they bus people around.
So to
vote.
So if Hillary, if there's anything that's like, you know, influence peddling or taking money from the Saudis or a pay for play or anything like that, I don't think it's enough.
No,
it's not enough. People will still.
I think it would have to be one of these, like, you know, super pedophile rings.
Right.
I mean, that might do it.
She'd have to have been the one that introduced the girl to Anthony Weiner. Maybe.
Might.
So here's right. here's an interesting angle though. Is I heard a story on a blog. I forget which one I heard it on, but someone was talking about the fact that. That one of the things that has come forward, either I can't remember if it was in Project Veritas or it was in the Clinton emails, but it's come forward that the Clinton campaign was actually literally hiring internet trolls.
Oh yeah, they're doing that. That's obvious.
And the internet trolls are just all they're doing is harassing people that are speaking highly of either Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. Yeah.
In fact, mm-hmm. Reddit's declared war on the internet trolls that were inhabiting Reddit. They're actually identifying them and blocking them on Reddit because I mean.
But when I did a Google search on it, guess which quote unquote news source came up top for this discussion.
What?
The Daily Kos.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the Daily Kos. I mean, the Daily Kos was firmly on the, I mean, there's a bunch of left-wing websites that I go through pretty much as my opposition research. And
what,
I mean, they're not,
what
and they're
Kos not, a Bernie leaner though.
Oh, severely. That's what I'm saying is the Kos is firmly in the fuck Hillary camp. That's what I'm saying is there is of the people with the Dennis Kucinich bumper sticker still on their car. those people are firmly in the, oh my God, Hillary's fucking horrible. I don't necessarily know if they're voting for Trump. Just saying it is a very, very messy election. There's a lot of factors in there.
They're definitely not voting for Jill Stein or friggin' Johnson.
That's no, I've never heard. I mean, ever so often there was a little bit like towards the, like right around the, right around the convention time, there was some talk of Jill Stein, but that talk has all died down. It is all just,
she doesn't have a chance.
Fuck Hillary. Oh, yeah, she does. She actually was frog marched. She got arrested for vandalizing a bulldozer.
Yep. I've said this before that, you know, the Democrat voter is not voting for Hillary. That's why they don't care. They literally don't care about anything any of this crap, because they're in favor of it. They like pay for play. They like these huge
crony capitalism.
That's what they want. That's what they're voting for. They want more of it. You know, they want more, you know, of the, you know, these are, we're talking, you know, federal employees. We're talking everybody on welfare, everybody that doesn't, you know, this is her constituency, and they could run anybody they could run fucking Charlie Manson for president and they'd vote for him. Probably for him, probably be happier to vote for him than they would for Hillary right now.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd vote for him over Trump. Well, he's obviously pro-gun.
God. I guess the question is there anything, other than, you know, of course there is a chance, you know, Trump's, you know, there's this theory about a preference cascade for Trump, the so-called silent Trump voter.
There's certainly a lot of talk. I mean, especially also in another thing that definitely came out is that the Hillary camp is hiring insane people to go to Trump rallies and start fights.
Well, also the polls are also skewing. The polls are skewed by demographics also, because they're having more people that lean Democrat beyond that they should have on there. Right.
I mean, with Trump, with all his like divisive racist bullshit, and it is divisive racist bullshit, but all of Trump's divisive racist bullshit, then they call him, you know, a Nazi and make Hitler references to him.
Literally.
Hillary actually has brown shirts.
Oh yeah.
Having,
she's far worse.
Yes. Or certainly far, far, far more Hitler-like. If you want to
she's a bigger racist.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's a much bigger racist than Trump.
Can we talk about what she's been doing this week?
Yes.
The Democrats are seriously worried about black voter turnout.
As this election. Should be.
They should be, because, well, I remember when Barack Obama was running, I had black people coming in to get voter registration forms, like in droves, to register to vote so they can vote for Barack Obama, which, you know, I'm not surprised at that at all.
Sure. First black president. That's a huge draw.
First black president. Right. But they're not seeing that this time around, because black people are like, well, nobody for me to vote for.
Right. Well, plus you have the ones that are like, look, we voted for Obama and he hadn't done shit for us.
Well, there is also that. Yes. So they're really worried about black voter turnout this time around. So Hillary has been going around to black areas and doing black things. Like, I saw a video of her going to a soul food restaurant and, you know, shaking hands and meeting people and taking pictures with people and talking to the owner. And I saw another video where she actually went... And this, I'm just like, what the fuck are you thinking? She went to a, like, black hair braiding salon. And somebody got video of her, and she actually, during that visit, she broke out the Southern accent.
Yeah.
Of course.
Nice.
And this is after...
Well, no. Did she break out the Southern accent? Because... In that recording that was released with her laughing about how she got a child rapist off the hook, she was affecting a Southern accent.
I have no idea.
In the time when she was talking at the black church, she was evoking a Southern black accent. It's an entirely different accent.
Well, you know, all the Southern folk sound the same to me.
Oh.
But, it's all, but it's this is what she's doing now. This is what she's doing now. This is how desperate they are. And she's going, okay, there's like such a double standard. This week, and this is, you guys probably know nothing about this, but there's an actress, her name is Vanessa Hudgens or something. And I don't know what TV show she's on. I have no idea. But she's a young woman and she plays around with like beauty looks and makeup and hairdos and whatever. And apparently, like, through the course of her fame has appropriated other cultures.
Oh,
you know,
no.
She was
Rachel Dolezal.
No, not her. But she, you know, this young woman, like she wore a sari once and she did her makeup this way. And you know, of course, the internet is all up in arms. Oh she's yeah. appropriating well, culture, right?
Appropriation is one of the, yeah, the new.
So this week she comes out and she had done her hair. She had done her hair up in those braids that like black women get, like all the braids, right?
Uh-huh.
And so the internet is all up in arms. Why is she appropriating black culture? Blah, 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 blah. But Hillary.
Oh, well, yeah.
Hillary goes to a black hair braiding place and appropriates a black accent and let's vote for her.
Of course.
Well,
it's just
that whole appropriations thing is hilarious because I remember
reading
a study on a group that was getting pissed off at appropriations, was complaining that their college cafeteria was appropriating Vietnamese culture by making banh mi sandwiches.
Oh my God.
And it's what food. You forget is, well, yes, but what's a
banh mi? But they're French. They're French sandwiches. It's French bread.
It's French Vietnamese. It's a French Vietnamese fusion. So it's one of those, like, it's appropriation in itself.
Oh my God. That's the thing about this appropriating other people's culture. Culture is meant to be appropriated. It is meant to be shared. We share ideas. We learn things from each other. The Chinese people taught Italians how to make noodles. And you know, it's like,
oh, what's the whole thing
is like so dumb to me.
What's interesting is what the least interesting part is it sucks and I don't partake in it. But one of the Indian restaurants that I go to, it's from it must be from the eastern part of India. The owners must be from the eastern part of India. But they have Chinese food on the menu. It's not actually Chinese food because it is Indian food. But Chinese and like it is very, very clearly like Chinese Indian fusion.
Nice.
And I looked it up. This is very much like it's not just, oh, that's what they do here. No.
Right.
It's very much a part of it. There's certain parts of India where, yes, they eat Chinese food as part of their, you know, standard culture. Just like us as Americans is the. Having egg rolls and General Gao's chicken is an American thing.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know if you can get General Gao's chicken.
Almost all Chinese food in the U.S. is an American invention.
Yeah.
Well, at least the bulk of... By the way, that was actually one question I had for... I was talking to somebody about that, and since we've got now a decent spread of people across the country... Are there number one, are there places in I don't think there is. Are there any places in this country you just can't get Chinese food? Be it American Chinese or authentic?
Yes, there are.
Yes? Okay.
There's all kinds of small towns in the middle of nowhere that don't have a Chinese place.
Okay. But yeah, but they have
your like damn one, East Coast fruitcake. Yeah,
in that case they have like the diner and that's it.
If that, yeah. Sometimes they just have a gas station.
Yeah, but I'm saying a place that has, like, say, more than three restaurants, will one of them be Chinese?
Probably not. I mean, it depends on where you are, but, I mean, we drive a lot in the South, and you go through a lot of small towns that are, you know, they're big enough to have, like, a downtown and you know, two or three gas stations and... You know, they'll have a diner and a barbecue place and a chicken place or something like that. But it's very rare that they have, you know, you got to have a certain level of metro sexuality.
I thought it was just like branching family trees.
To you know, because Bubba ain't gonna eat Chinese. He wants something that sticks to his ribs.
And so I guess you've already answered my other question, but the big one I had, because I was actually talking to a coworker about like pizza chains, and pretty much that like there really wasn't such a thing as a good pizza chain. There was a tolerable pizza chains and garbage pizza chains. But really, and I was like, really, in the end, it's just the, why don't you just go to the local pizza place?
A lot of places don't have it.
It's going to be better. But yeah, evidently a lot of places don't have the corner pizza parlor.
Nope.
What about regional chains, weird?
Such as, or regional like pizza chains or what?
They're not a individual mom and pop store, but there's maybe half a dozen locations. I'm thinking specifically of
Papagino's?
Or no, dude, no, no.
Your East Coast is showing.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you, in the rest of the U.S., that don't exist.
No.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, everybody knows Pizza Hut. They advertise the Super Bowl. You know.
Yes.
That's a big chain.
Everybody knows Domino's.
Their pizza's horrible.
Well, yeah,
pretty bad.
We have small pizza chains here too. Like, you know, we go to, I don't eat pizza anymore, but we would go to Giuseppe's, and it's like, there's like maybe.
You're appropriating my culture.
We are. And it's delicious.
delicious.
Good culture.
But I don't think Alan has the same kind of experience with pizza as people in the Northeast do.
Well, okay.
No.
You got it. Okay. Wait. Okay.
Although he does have taco trucks.
I have to qualify this.
Makes up for it.
You know, yes. There's
and brisket.
You have regional influences. Now, I was having a discussion with my boss, who is from England, today, and we were talking about black pudding.
Oh dear,
racist.
And I was talking about how it's almost impossible to find a place in Houston that has good black pudding. So he's being the computer geek that he is, gets on Google and finds, you know, a whole seven places in Houston that have, that claim to have black pudding. And I said, yeah, Houston's bigger than five states.
Right. That's true.
So there's a place in Houston, you know, if I have to drive an hour to get there,
yeah,
it may as well not exist. I'm not driving the equivalent to the other side of a state,
right?
Yeah, go have some black pudding.
Rhode Island, Alan. Come on.
Well, Rhode Island, Delaware, Connecticut. You know, both of the, you know, Vermont, New Hampshire. I mean, come on. It's Houston is bigger than all those states.
All of New England except Maine,
pretty much, and Massachusetts.
Connecticut's pretty big.
Yeah, but still. But you see my point, because yes, there. Okay, Houston has. I read recently. Houston has more restaurants per capita than any other city in the U.S.
Cool.
And it has a huge. In fact, what's his name did a show recently in Houston. The food guy.
You know, right here.
Yeah, that guy.
Anthony Bourdain.
He did a thing in Houston, and it was completely complete liberal bullshit, multicultural, you know, love fest. But it made the point that there's a huge immigrant population in Houston, from people from all over the world come here, and they bring their food with them, and I bet that if you name any kind of food, somebody's making a good version of it somewhere in Houston. The problem is getting to it.
Yeah.
You can, you know, in New England, in the Northeast, you can go down, like you said, you can go to the corner pizza place and get a good slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist in Houston. There might be one place in Houston which has the equivalent, but forget it. You're not.
And it could be 90 minutes away.
Right. It's just not happening. You know? And it's the same, you know, it's the same with
actually every place that I have lived to, there has been a pizza place within a 5-minute drive, if not a 10-minute walk.
There you go. On the other hand,
from my place,
on the other hand,
that's all across Maine, and that's all across Massachusetts. There's never been a place that I haven't lived to where I could not go 15 minutes and get a pretty goddamn decent pizza.
On the other hand, I've got excellent tacos and brisket, like within, you know, half a mile of anywhere.
Yeah, that is the one thing I don't have is there is Alan. In the next town over, there is a mediocre Mexican place and there's a Chipotle and I'm done giving them assholes my money.
Does the taco truck drive through your neighborhood? Because that would be awesome. Playing La Cucaracha.
No, they don't drive. They just find some place and park, and then you buy the tacos from them. And they're actually pretty good. You know, you think buying a taco from a truck is kind of sketchy, but they're actually pretty good.
Not in Texas.
Not anywhere now. Food trucks are no longer a scary thing.
Yeah. They're not the Roach Coaches.
Yeah, no. Now
it's cooked. It's safe.
I can't say anything.
Plus, it's about tacos. Food. You can't fuck up. I mean, you can't make a taco dangerous.
Oh yeah,
sure. Tacos are designed not to be dangerous. Everything in a taco is like antimicrobial.
Well, that's true. By the time you got the cooked meat and the salsa, it's yeah. So I don't even know how we got on this topic.
We're hungry. That's how.
Sooner or later, the score report talks about food. It should be the food report.
I know, right? I just wanted to mention we're at the end of the show, by the way.
Are we?
But I wanted, it's 8:57.
Oh, well, you're going by time. We didn't start on time.
Oh, well, whatever.
Like another 15 minutes left.
I discovered a new show on Netflix. It's called Meat Eater. Nice. And it's a hunting show. The guy who does the show, he's been hunting it his whole life. And he goes on these, like, you know, adventure hunts. And some of the shows he doesn't even get anything. But the shows are really beautiful. And then there's also parts of the show where he teaches how to prepare the meat. And it's fascinating. Huh. And I've never been hunting, but boy, it really makes me want to go hunting. And he hunts all sorts of stuff. He fishes, he hunts, he, you know. But one of the things that he went hunting for, and I was just, like, amazed, it's the Texas sandhill crane. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's out in West Texas. And they refer to it as the ribeye of the sky.
Huh.
And the meat looks like, the breast meat of these cranes looks like a nice beef fillet.
Wow. Huh.
Yes. And they're not easy to hunt because the, you know, you need a lot of camouflage and decoys and, you know, the whole bird thing. But apparently they're really delicious. And they cook the breast meat, and then they have the drumsticks and stuff. But yeah, yum. But it's a great show, and it's really well done, and it's not gory, even though they show him butchering animals. It's not like a gore fest. It's really well done. It's a great show. It's called Meat Eater. It's on Netflix right now.
That's funny.
He also wrote a book. So.
I don't think a show about people eating would have Al Gore in it. Have you seen him lately?
I have not seen him.
Has he gotten even bigger?
I would imagine so. He's out of the public eye, so.
I thought they were going to use him in the Hillary campaign.
Yeah, weren't they supposed to make him all? He's going to be the one to get all the kids to vote.
Millennials
for
and yeah.
Yeah,
we never saw him. Well, I'm sure millennials don't even know who he is.
Yeah,
really.
No, I found some. So he's.
I mean, you ask millennials who the current vice president of the United States is, and they don't know. They couldn't tell you. So
tell you the creepy
doubt,
guy.
Yeah, he is.
I doubt they would know Al Gore.
I just posted a picture. He's big, but he's considerably smaller than he was in, say, circa 2003.
Yeah.
Oh, 2003, there's Hillary wearing that jacket.
Good Lord.
2003, he looked like a corpse in the sun.
Still.
But now he just looks like Albert Brooks playing Al Gore.
Wow. True.
Okay, man. So predictions. Who's going to win the election? Put your cards on the table. We'll see if we're right next week.
Unless
not
she's
hopes.
Unless she's frog-marched off to jail, it's going to be Hillary. Trump is not outside the margin of cheat. I mean, okay. There were a quarter of a million provisional ballots in Fairfax County, Virginia. There's a million people. They brought in a quarter of a million provisional ballots. They used in the hundreds in 2012.
Yep.
What do you think they're doing with that many provisional ballots?
Cheating, mm-hmm. of course.
Bingo. Huge cheating.
Yeah, but isn't that going to go Democrat no matter what?
Yeah.
I mean, so.
But if they can tip, if the state's close and they can tip it with an extra 100,000 ballots.
Yeah, I don't. I think Virginia was going to go Democrat no matter what.
Oh yeah. Well, you got McAuliffe pardoning felons. Right. So
exactly. I don't think. I'm surprised they bothered to cheat in Virginia. I don't think there's any point.
Again, if you think it's the only state, I envy.
Oh,
your...
I'm sure it's not. I'm just saying. Not I don't you. Know why they're wasting their time trying to cheat in Virginia. It seems kind of pointless.
They're cheating everywhere. That's why.
Because they can.
That. Plain and simple.
That's the game.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
Because they still make statements like there's no voter fraud. They right. still do, despite stories popping up daily.
Yeah. Well, I guess
oddly enough, the stories always pop up for the same party too.
Well, that's kind of like their attitude on rape, right? Well, it's not rape. Well,
unless Donald Trump talks about it, which case he's guilty of raping.
Or some dude comes out of the woodwork and says, "Oh yeah, no, he totally did something like 30 years ago."
Or like the registrar in Broward County, Florida, who said that anything that went wrong in her county through her office was not vote fraud, because vote fraud is only interference from another party.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's like their definition, you know, that's why they can say, oh, it's new vote fraud, because, you know, they're doing it themselves. It's like their definition of racism, you know, it's like, you know, their definition of racism is that, you know, only white people can be racist.
Right. Preventing white students from crossing a bridge is not racist.
Right.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, their definition, that's why they can say there's no vote fraud, because their definition of vote fraud is somebody besides them.
Well, no, it's except for you
doing the fraud.
That's the only white people can be racist is the simplified, like hiding behind the curtain nation. No, we are not, you know, racism is bad, but there are bad people, specifically members of these races that are not members of the Democrat Party.
Right.
Because, I mean, you've got white people attacking Clarence Thomas for being black. But that is white Democrats attacking a black Republican.
You know, weird, it's funny that you mention that. Because it clicked today, all of the various Trump allegations.
Mm-hmm.
It clicked to Anita Hill. All over again.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
That you get this at the 11th hour, this accusation that could not be corroborated,
mm-hmm.
but was instantly taken as gospel.
Right.
Yep.
Because, and then immediately forgotten with Bill, I got my hands in everything, Clinton.
Right.
Yep.
Because as long as the woman's not accusing Bill Clinton of rape, then she must be believed.
Right. Right. Yes. It just, you know, it bugs me, along with the flip-flopping on military service, for example. You know, 92? Oh, military service doesn't mean anything. Dum-de-dum, nothing to see here. 96? Same thing. Military service doesn't mean anything. 2000? Whoop, 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 whoop! Military service is the be-all, end-all. It just floors me how I'll... I mean, I expect it, but
You gotta understand, just keep in mind and remember that the left, progressives, liberals, Democrats, whatever they say is just a weapon. They don't actually believe any of this bullshit.
Yeah.
They are the biggest racists of all. So their charges of racism are complete bullshit. It's just a weapon. Their charges of sexism or their charges of whatever it is, it's just a weapon. They don't believe it. They don't believe it at all. It's just something they can say. It's an expedient thing. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell. Yeah. Look at the emails. Look at the emails from that have come out from Podesta. You know, these are them in the clubhouse talking amongst themselves, and they are truly horrible, awful people.
You mean like Hillary going after the taco vote?
Yes, they are just
pointing out that they are lazy people.
Yeah, they are vile, horrible people. These people talk amongst themselves in ways that personally I would never talk to anybody that way. Certainly not an email where it could be discovered.
Right.
You know, these people that think they're so smart are a bunch of fucking idiots.
Well, except that no, they're not, because nothing happened. Well, the media ignored it. It didn't happen.
That's just because the media's in the tank for them. I mean, that's
that's smart of them, and that's
why they're talking that way.
Yep,
exactly.
Because they know they know it.
I mean, it's the same thing with the why was Donald Trump talking about grabbing chicks by the pussy on a hot mic?
Because he could.
Because guess what? He's got away with it, and he did. Yep. I mean, until he decided to run
as a Republican.
But even then, there were no negative repercussions for the grab him in the pussy thing. That was supposed to be the big October surprise.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of a wet
Trump
balloon.
Trump and Hillary are still neck and neck. And it is exactly the same as these emails. We are being honest and saying no. I mean, because right now it's obviously, Trump is, like, polls are saying Trump's getting a little bit of a bump in the polls, so to speak, from these new Hillary emails coming forward. But let's be honest. No, it's not. It's just the lights are flickering.
This election will turn on the myth of the independent voter is pretty much dead. That was a thing they used, you know, for years. You know, you got to appeal to the independent voter because you don't have to worry about your base because they're going to vote for you no matter what. You got to go out there and appeal to the independent voter. It's completely wrong. What the last 20 years have proven is that the candidate that can get his base excited to come out and vote for him will win the election.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a race to the bottom this year.
And that's one of the problems. Now, Trump has a lot of people that want to vote for him.
So there's my argument. Jay said Hillary, and Alan, you've pretty much thrown your hat in for Hillary. I'm not sure exactly.
I'm going to go a different direction, but
because I was going to say exactly that is I was going to say that there's nobody who's voting for Hillary Clinton.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Period. If you look at the turnout at their stump speeches, Trump fills places. He has standing room only. People turned away. Thousands of people. Hillary can't get. They have to pay people to show up. And they cram them all in one corner and take fake pictures that make it look like there's a crowd.
Yep. Yeah.
People are not excited to vote for Hillary. They want to vote. They want to vote to, you know, Democrats want to vote to maintain the system, but they are not excited about Hillary at all.
Yeah. There's definitely people who absolutely hate Trump who will vote for Hillary to keep Trump from getting elected.
Sure. But they're not voting for Hillary.
But there's no one who's voting for Hillary.
And so who's more likely to get up Tuesday morning and go vote? Somebody who wants to vote for Trump or somebody that is thinking they'll vote for Hillary because they hate Trump?
Oh, yeah. That's the big thing is you've got the Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama.
Right.
You know, exactly. Obama got huge voter turnout. I would say the majority of people that voted for Barack Obama voted for Barack Obama.
Right.
And they were absolutely in love with him.
That's how it is this time.
You know, he was Black Jesus. He was amazing. The seas were going to recede. Everyone was going to get free money. I mean, he was amazing. 4 years later, his approval rating was in the fucking toilet. You had some people that were just oh my God, he's too lazy and all he does is golf and jet set around with celebrities. And then there were the people that are like, oh my God, I thought he was going to be a crazy liberal and he's practically a conservative for people that voted right for him. And essentially his support dried up completely. So then it was just a question of,
and then the stupid party ran
Mitt Romney,
who is about the worst candidate they could have possibly run.
And who was the exact same thing. So again, you had Barack Obama getting reelected.
Anyone.
But he got reelected
by default
with less votes than he got elected in the first place.
Because neither party's base was motivated to show up and vote.
Exactly.
In this election, you have almost the opposite situation. Not to the degree. I mean, Trump is popular among a lot of people in the U.S., but not to the degree that Obama was popular amongst the Democrats.
Correct.
When he ran the first time. I mean, they were, you know, you saw the halo pictures.
I'm even betting there was a bunch of wishy-washy Republicans. Oh,
of course they did.
Independents.
Absolutely.
That went for him too, just because they got. Yeah.
Of course. What's her name? The woman that Breida hates so much that does the blog, the lawyer or the law professor.
Ann Althaus.
Yeah. I'd forgotten about her. Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
She voted for Obama twice.
Because he's black.
Yeah.
She liked the idea of a black president.
But see, okay, here's the thing. I'm okay with that. If you want to vote for your candidate because they're black or because they have a vagina or whatever, go ahead and do that. But don't pretend they're something they're not. You know, you can vote for the first black president of the United States. But you can't claim that he's the best president ever because he's not. You can vote for Hillary Clinton to be the first female president of the United States, but you cannot claim in any way, shape, or form that she is the best possible person for the job. She's awful. She's a horrible person.
That goes with identity politics begin with. I mean, there was I can't remember who said Penn Jillette. Often tells a story. I forget who he's quoting, but essentially he was asking this person when they had thought an atheist would be elected president.
Never.
And that's exactly what the person said. Never. We may have a president who is an atheist, but he's not going to be an atheist president.
That's right.
He is going to be the president. And he also happens to be an atheist. Just the same way as they were talking about, like, oh, Rudy Giuliani was in the run. Oh my goodness, he's going to be the first, you know, he's going to be the first Italian American president. No, he's not.
Yeah.
No one gives a flying fuck about Italian Americans.
I am 100%.
Italian Americans are white.
I'm 100% positive we've had atheist presidents.
Oh yeah.
But every single one of them went to church when they were running for office and continued to go when they were president.
Actually, Barack Obama.
Well, except for Obama,
didn't really go to church that much.
He went enough that there were pictures of him going to church.
Oh.
Well, he couldn't go to. He
went to his Klan meeting church,
Reverend Wright's church.
Yeah,
right.
He wasn't going to church. He was going to hate white people. The other guys in the white sheets, they just hung a lot of crosses up.
I'm not sure Barack even cared that much about it. I think he thought he had to go to a church to make it look good, and he just picked a big church in the neighborhood.
Well, I mean, and to be fair, to. I mean, he was right. I mean, that was the Massachusetts Speaker of the House, Tom Finneran, almost, but not quite, unfortunately, went to prison for obstruction of justice. He was gerrymandering his district. Why was he gerrymandering his district? Because more blacks were moving into his district. And so he was moving the district lines around to exclude the black neighborhoods, because if his district became more than 50% black, all they'd have to do is run a black candidate against this white Irish guy.
Yep.
And bye. And that was, I think, Obama's thing is, I'm in a black Chicago district.
Right.
I need to go to the black supremacist right. church.
I don't think he bought into that whole Reverend. I don't think he even listened to Reverend Wright. I think.
Oh, I mean, especially since.
Yeah.
Even compared to Bill Clinton, Barack Obama is a white president.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I think you remember when Bill Clinton said he was the first black president? Yeah. I think you're right. I think Barack is actually.
I believe it was the New Yorker that said it. I don't think Bill Clinton ever said that about himself.
But anyway,
But speaking of Democrat racists, the New Yorker called Bill Clinton the first black president because he grew up in a fatherless home that was poverty stricken.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, if your daddy doesn't walk out on mama and mama don't have two nickels to rub together. That's black.
Which is funny because my grandfather was the mayor of Hope, Arkansas at one time. And he knew Bill Clinton's family, and he knew the house they lived in. And when he heard this whole, they were poor and all that kind of stuff, he goes, hell, I knew the house they lived in. We always thought that was a pretty good part of town.
Are you suggesting
was he even from Hope, or is that kind of like Michael Moore's being from Flint?
He was actually from
Hope.
Yeah, there's
actually there's a bunch of I mean, I think Joe Biden claims to be from Scranton, but he isn't really.
No, he really, well, I don't know if he was born there, but he definitely lived there when he was a kid. He grew up there.
I gotcha. Did he rape his first woman in Hope?
I honestly don't know.
Almost certainly.
he definitely raped somebody in Hope. It might not have surprised. Been the first.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway. There you go. I think we're
all right. I think that's
it. Wait,
we didn't finish our predictions.
Oh. I'm predicting Trump.
Give your reasons.
I think at this point, I just don't see the enthusiasm for Hillary. I just don't see it. And I combine, like, you know, they were counting on the woman vote, and I don't think they have that locked in. And they certainly don't have the black vote locked in, which is like a huge part of their base, right? And I think that not only do, you know, they're having people wanting to vote for Trump that wouldn't otherwise. And they have people not even motivated to go vote in the first place. I live in Northeast Ohio, swing state. I live in a swing county and pretty much a swing city. And I drive around, all I see are Trump signs. Seriously, there's Trump signs everywhere.
I don't see a ton of Trump signs, but when I see a Trump sign, I don't see a Trump sign. I see someone with a fucking problem.
Oh, like, no, I see
someone that's painted the side of their barn.
Yeah, but that's Trump. Generally because they've trashed the first 10 signs, because that's what Democrats do.
Right. Somebody stole them. Yeah.
No, I see a ton of Trump signs, and it's. That alone has surprised me, because Trump is such like a weird, goofy, surreal candidate. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's our first reality show candidate.
Yeah. And he's not even a politician, really. I mean, he's just like this guy with a lot of money and who decided I'm going to run for president.
Well, I mean, there is the thing, he kind of broke. Because again, like I said, I'm very reluctant to predict anything. I'm going to be surprised as a motherfucker no matter what happens. You know, on that Wednesday, the next Wednesday, because he's broken the system. He no longer plays the game. Like, I mean, he made a bunch of demands to the debate, and when he didn't get it, he walked out.
Yeah,
that should everyone said. I said it should be a death sentence, but it wasn't. He just.
Well, here's the thing. Hillary has been in politics for 40 years. 40 mm-hmm. years. And people now, this whole hope and change thing that Barack Obama started, people really want change. People are starting to see like how the sausage is made. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because of the internet and because of, you know, the wealth of information we have now, people are starting to see how politics is done for real. Mm-hmm. And people are saying, wait a minute, we really do want change. And so Trump comes along and against Hillary, who has been in politics for 40 years, and she is firmly entrenched in like the establishment. She is politics
yep.
as usual.
She is the status quo candidate.
She totally is status quo. Mm-hmm. And they see Trump and they're like, well, why the hell not? And to be honest, I'm kind of right there too.
Trump's dumping the whole politically correct thing. He's not, yep. I mean, yep. he is pandering, but he's, sure. but he's pandering in a more direct sense.
As a populist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that also people are kind of like, well, let's vote for him. See what happens yeah. because you yeah. know, how could it be any worse?
Let's hand an AK to a chimp and see what happens.
I think Trump is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And here are my reasons.
I think Trump is going to be surprised.
One,
I think he's going to. Obama sure was.
He's going to wake up Wednesday morning going, what?
What the fuck did I do?
Okay, so yeah. here's the thing. All right, first off, all these polls that show him behind or neck and neck are all rigged. If you look at the demographic data underlying the polls, they are heavily skewed to Democrats. Now they do a breakdown of the polls where they go, yes, we polled 700 people and, you know, 30% of them were Republican and 40% of them were Democrat and 75% of them were independent, you know, whatever it is. But then if you look down and you see one step down and you go and they, and like, you know, 65% of the sample is, you know, has a college degree. Well, we know that people with college degrees skew heavily Democrat. So, you know, they manipulate the poll to
unless get it's a good college degree.
Get the result they want. So, you know, the polls are bullshit. And now the same bullshit polls are showing Trump with a, you know, 2, 3, 4, even 5 point lead over Hillary. And that's with the skewing. I mean, this is, you know, Trump's polling so far ahead now that even with them skewing the polls against him, he's still in the lead. I think he's on the verge of beating the margin of cheat. There's also
to hear people talk. Hear people talk. Not only is he going to lose, it's going to be a blowout, and he's going to cause the Republicans to lose not only the Senate but the House.
Yeah, I don't see.
And meanwhile, that. Gary Johnson's going to get his magical 20% and be included in the debate.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No,
either. I want to know. Yes.
So anyway, let me finish real quick on the Trump Sorry. Thing, and then I'm going to have a word about the libertarians before we go because I'm dying to do this.
It's 9:30.
I know. Just hey, bear with me, please. It'll be worth it. So the other thing I think is there's you know and Scott Adams alluded to this when he. Endorsed Hillary at first. And he flat out said, I'm endorsing Hillary because I'm afraid for my life. I live in California.
Mm.
If you publicly endorse a Republican and you live in Southern California, at the very least, your car will be damaged. You can't, you know, and I think there's a lot of people out there that are in a similar situation. They're kind of in favor of Trump. They might be passionately in favor of Trump. They're not saying anything. Because they're afraid of the screaming harpy liberal losing their shit.
That's the reason why. That's the reason why you will never find like any like pro Second Amendment. I've got a pile, like literally, it's like 4 inches tall pile of like Second Amendment bumper stickers and stuff that I get for swag.
I'll never put one of those on my truck.
I'll never put one of those on my car because guess what? I can pull out my gun and shoot a bastard who's trying to carve something in me. My car can't pull out someone who's going to key the fuck out of it or smash into it.
Now, as for the libertarians, I think the people talk about the Democrat Party or the Republican Party tearing themselves apart on this election. Ain't going to happen. The libertarians are over.
Well, I'm going to throw a flag on the play on that one. The Libertarian Party never existed.
Well, yeah, okay. You're right. But that's the big thing. They've been drifting along with a couple of percentage points. But, you know, this election, you know, is proof that the Libertarians or Democrats that want to smoke pot, because Johnson is a complete douchebag. Weld is a fucking Hillary supporter.
Yes.
He came out this week and practically endorsed Hillary. He's not
even fucking voting for himself.
Yeah. I mean, come on. This is not a serious party.
And it won't be, because the bottom line is, even if, I mean, so let's kind of wipe the slate clean. And now Gary Johnson isn't the fucking dipshit who doesn't know anything about politics or foreign policy or anything whatsoever, and is not a Democrat that just wants to smoke pot. But in fact, Gary Johnson is whatever your libertarian Jesus is. Just picture you're a perfect libertarian. Right. So that means for you, you know, pro-choice libertarians, he's totally pro-choice, and you know, it's your body, you can do with it what you want. And for you pro-life libertarians, no, he's going to protect the life of everyone, including fetuses. You know, whatever your little litmus test for libertarians, Gary Johnson is passing it with flying colors. And let's go even further into the world of complete and utter fucking fantasy. And he wins all 50 states. He gets a perfect score. He even carries DC. All right. And away he goes. Now he's the president of the United States. What happens?
Not a fucking thing.
Nothing. He'll push a libertarian bill, and the Republicans will say, fuck this guy. And the Democrats will go, no, we fucking hate him more. Because libertarians are just Republicans.
Exactly.
No, libertarians are just Democrats. Ah, fuck this guy.
Yep.
If you want a libertarian president, you need to have a libertarian dog catcher.
Yep.
You need to have a libertarian mayor of your town.
Yep.
You need to have a libertarian house, you know, local representative.
Yep.
Like, there. Again, the whole like business of, you know, Trump's a fucking weirdo, is that Trump came out of nowhere. You know, Trump came out of, you know, just, you know, TV and socialite bullshit.
You know,
almost everybody else who runs for president comes out of the farm leagues. Barack Obama is, you know, was a senator. You know, you've got, you know, Hillary's got this huge political pedigree. Bill Clinton, you know, he was the governor of Arkansas. He was the district attorney of Arkansas. They've got all of these, you know, they've worked their way up. There is a farm league for both the Democrats and the Republicans. And they are people holding lower offices and doing things for the party. And that gets them street cred, and that gets them ahead in the standing of it, and gets them there. Like, if Trump wins it, like, this is going to be fucking amazing, because this is, I think, is going to be the, like, outside of, well, I mean, technically George Washington really wasn't elected, but, you know, besides like the first like few presidents where they didn't really have that option, but actually even no period, this may be like, besides George Washington, this will be the first president to be elected president as the first election they've ever won.
Except for Eisenhower. There's been a few more.
Okay. Okay. So there's Eisenhower, yeah. But yeah,
there is.
But president. as a general rule, like, that was one of the reasons why people were saying, oh, Trump's not going to fucking win, because it's one of those like, yeah, no, if somebody comes out for their first, you know, their first run for public office, your first run, you've got to lose a whole bunch. Reagan's the best example. Reagan lost every fucking election known to man before he won them.
Yep.
And yet Trump all of a sudden is just going to just dive straight forward, become the president.
You know what this means? You know what this means for the future?
Cast iron skillets?
Nope. Get ready for President Pitt, President Beyonce, President. Yeah. You know, it's gonna be celebrity presidency.
Ugh.
Presidential apprentice.
Because that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna have the popularity is gonna drive it. And you don't think the people that are paying attention to what Trump's been able to do. And the only reason he's done it is because of celebrity. He hadn't spent that much of his own money.
I have to disagree. I think Trump came about because we were watching Jeb Bush running again. Okay. And I'll say, I think I touched on it last week, but the whole comment about any of the other Republicans running could have beat Clinton. Bullshit. The media was having wet fucking dreams about Jeb Bush running.
Oh, yeah.
All they had to do is recycle the people. Bush lied, people died, and boom, President Hillary.
Yep.
We saw fucking Mitt Romney. We saw John McCain. We even I like the man, Bob Dole. It's my turn.
Yep.
Jeb Bush it was his turn. Namby-pamby, who the fuck is this Jeb Bush? And they were going to hand the Democrats a win. And who are the others? Chris Christie? Yeah. What?
I still think Cruz had a chance.
I think
Cruz could have wiped the floor with Hillary.
I would agree with that. And he was definitely the one I supported in the primary.
Same.
I would have been very, very happy to vote for Cruz, and that's why he lost.
Yeah, I think so.
That is why he lost. There's another reason
why Trump may very well win is because I'm not fucking voting for him.
So anyway, I think the preference cascade for Trump's gonna skew toward him, and I also think that I think Hillary's getting set up for a shellacking with the WikiLeaks drip and the FBI and all that kind of stuff. I think they are.
All they need is, so they've got Anthony Weiner. Weiner's facing pending criminal charges.
Did you hear the story?
And the nice thing about Weiner is that he's facing some pretty fucking serious criminal charges, and the fact that he was doing gross and lascivious sexual conduct with a minor.
Did you see
and a real deal minor
of where the emails were found on his computer?
Life insurance,
in a folder called life insurance.
Was it actually? I heard somebody say that, but I thought that was a joke.
I've seen it reported from multiple places.
Yeah.
Oh wow. so that was definitely something that was floated was. Like, I don't necessarily think this was, I don't think this was necessarily a, I don't think Weiner thought it was going to go this way, but I think after Weiner got caught with his dick out for the first time, I think he started cashing these emails just in case Huma decided to pack up and leave because.
Yeah. When they first
got married, he was the fucking alpha dog. He was the one with all the power. He was the one with the name recognition. And now the tables have completely turned and he's a piece of shit and he knows it. So if she packs up and leaves, he could set her career on fire. So he's got blackmail possibilities. So he could say, oh yeah, you want to pack up and leave? How about I talk about the fact that you are money laundering?
And because she filed for divorce, he can be compelled to testify against her.
Yeah.
So that's the big thing is what I'm getting at is that now Anthony Weiner is in a very, very interesting situation is that it's lewdness, lascivious conduct with a minor, which is pretty, that's fucking bad shit. That'll get you murdered in prison. But he didn't rape a girl and it's not even like they were on the same continent. So there's enough that it is bad enough that he could go away for probably not a long time.
Because, he won't.
Again, yeah, no. He but won't. He could definitely get fucked over pretty hard for
he'll,
it.
He'll get probation or some bullshit like that.
But at the same time, if a judge wants to turn on him for him cooperating with another case, it's not like people are going to say, oh, my God, this is horrible corruption of the system. So very well. I mean, who knows? He's not making any comments because he checked into a sex addiction clinic.
Yep.
I think so that he can be under lock and key, far away from any guns that might jump up and shoot him three times in the back of the head and then write a suicide note.
Yep. And, you know, and we've gone far too long, but I'll just leave one more thing out there. If Hillary Clinton does win, she's going to make Obama look like a fucking champion of effectiveness.
That's true.
Because the Clinton Foundation is under investigation. You know, I mean, there's all this. I mean, there is a critical mass of filth coming out of
the Clintons. She's going to spend four years just trying to keep her ass out of prison.
Exactly. Which probably means a war.
She'll stroke out before the fourth year.
It probably means a war. From your lips to God's ears.
She'll go
drone strike somebody to divert attention or something. She'll start to get us in a war with Russia or something.
Again, just
to save her ass.
If she doesn't die.
We're going to war with Uruguay. Yeah.
I think once this election's over, Hillary's not going to have to go through whatever the fuck she's going through to keep her corpse alive.
Yeah.
And she's just going to like President Trump's going to announce his first executive order as a grand jury on Hillary Clinton. And when they go to slap the cuffs on her, she's going to turn into dust like the Sarah Connor that got hit by the nuke in Judgment Day.
Like a vampire that got staked, huh?
Yeah. Poof. it's literally going to look like that time that you tried to smoke a cigarette as far as you could without ashing it. And like, as you're going like, oh my God, I'm almost at the filter. And then you cough. That's what it's going to look like.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. I want to, we're way grossly late. We're like an hour and a half in now. So,
all right. Yeah. Good night. Internet.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Everyone go out and vote vote multiple times. Cause it's legal.
we'll find out what happened next week.
Yeah. Tune in next week.
All right.
Okay. Bye. Good night, everybody.
Good night. And speaking of next week, bless you.